This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
As I have said thousands of times, if you debate the censors, the all-high appointed leftist witch hunt commandants, and Capitanos, and say, I'm not racist, don't censor me, they've already won. They're not supposed to be in the position of censoring. We're in Western society. Unless you're calling for violence against somebody, you have free speech. But they're the ones calling for violence, but notice they're saying, we don't have free speech. And they always turn it around too, like, oh, you hate people. I don't hate men that think they're women or vice versa, and if people want to do that, that's their issue. I'm a libertarian. I don't want to pay for your sex change via taxes. I don't want to pay to have your wisdom teeth removed. I don't want to pay for you to have what is it where they suck the fat out? Liposuction. Duh! But they got the headlines, Jones is a homophobe. Why, right here, he said that a man that had a baby wasn't a man. Because it said it was a woman that thought she was a man that then got pregnant. She's a woman. You don't put a blue bow on a whale that's a male and say it's a female. You don't look at a male walrus and say it's a female. Or vice versa. You don't have a female walrus saying she's a male. I mean, this is mental illness. But then they sit there and look at it and they say, no, you're crazy. Look how crazy Jones is. He said this woman that thought she was a man had a baby, but they said this man did have a baby. This man was a woman that identifies as a man. It's like magic talk. I'm a 20-foot giraffe with purple spots. And when I go to the bathroom, Lucky Charms comes out, golden rainbows. I'm a 50-foot red purple striped giraffe, and when I go to the bathroom, I give birth to leprechauns. And if you don't agree to that, you're insane, you're crazy, because I control things, I'm magical. And I told you this was going further. Look at this story up on Infowars.com, Daily Caller. It links through to the Toronto newspapers and others that with straight faces report this like it's a good thing. All over the world, there's biology professors. A lot of them are liberals. And they're going, no, I'm not going to call a man a woman. No, I'm not going to say a woman's a man. No, no, no. If someone wants to body modify and they want to mentally say that's them, that's one thing. Just like if I want to claim I'm a dog, and there are people that do that, we're just not going to pay to take care of you. And the new thing where you blind yourself and the government pays for you because you identify as a blind person, that's called sabotaging civilization. That's why it's being funded. That's been declassified. In the family, in independence, in people being motivated, introduce these systems to disturb things. You don't identify as a blind person. You're a mental patient. Update. Google and YouTube ban professor who refused to use gender-neutral pronouns. You got to say G and Z. Canadian professor refused to use gender-neutral pronouns and criticized social justice issues. A professor in Canada refused to use gender-neutral pronouns and criticized the social justice images. Has been banned from using his Google and YouTube accounts. Professor Jordan B. Peterson of the University of Toronto disputed Google and YouTube's decision to lock him out of his accounts. Please tell me what principle I violated, said Peterson in the email to Google upon discovering he was locked out of his account. The psychology professor has over 300,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel, which he uses as a platform to post his lectures, interviews, and Q&A. And they got all these psychologists, biologists and others who are being run out of campuses because they look at you and they go, listen, you're not a man when you've got a uterus. and you can have a baby. It's okay for you to want to say you're a man, but we're not going to sit here and agree with you because you're mentally ill. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else.
That's right, folks. It's Roger Stone coming up.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin,
big Alabama race.
Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns.
How many?
Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Obama White House set up a law firm to sue patriots and to stop the Trump revolution. Well, they've sued the president and Roger Stone. He's got very exciting updates on that front with their whole fake legal case with literally no proof saying he hacked the DNC and gave the information to WikiLeaks. Totally insane. We have 2-time Pulitzer Prize winner Cy Hirsch coming out. The story's on InfoWars.com. Media completely ignores bombshell Seymour Hirsch revelations on Seth Rich, identifying him, according to Cy Hirsch's FBI, NSA sources, high level, that he's had for a decade, that, ladies and gentlemen, it was Seth Rich. He's been in contact not just with the FBI, but with Julian Assange. Well, Julian Assange already told us when Seth Rich got killed back in July. He said, look, he was our source. We can't officially say it. We never give out sources, but you can believe it should be investigated. So we have Julian Assange. We have Cy Hirsch. We have just absolute evidence, and that's why they're so scared and why they don't want any discussion of the Seth Rich murder. They act like the guy never existed now. Now, we've got exciting races against Democrats around the country and against neocons, and Roger Stone has a special guest that he's about to bring up right now. We're going to skip the next break so Roger gets this time back. But, Roger, I know you're going to break this down after your next guest leaves us. This is amazing.
Alex, I mean, Seymour Hirsch, New York Times, Pulitzer Prize winner, one of the most respected investigative reporters in the country, now reveals to us that not only was Seth Rich the most likely source of the WikiLeaks documents. Last week, William Binney and others came forward to say that they have technical evidence that most of the material from the Democratic National Committee was not hacked at all, but downloaded, loaded to thumb drives, spirited out of the building by Rich, most likely sold, by the way. But we also know that a British diplomat came forward and claimed that he was essentially the mule that took those things to Julian Assange. So the entire Russian hacking meme or narrative as put together by John Podesta and the Democrats is collapsing before your very eyes. And then, of course, you have the relationship of the Awan brothers and where they fit into this. We're going to be getting into all of that and more right here at InfoWars. I do want to point out that one of the opportunities, in my opinion, through the failure of the healthcare effort last week, is that President Trump may now realize that the establishment Republicans are not really for him, and that voters could really make a difference. The president has a unique opportunity to thwart the Republican establishment and go into these states and districts, take on incumbent Republicans who are not with the program, not only clean up the Republican Party, return it to being a party of nationalism in the middle class, but also sparking fear in the hearts of the establishment Republicans who are backstabbing him on health care. Joining me now is Colonel Mike McAllister of my home state of Florida, a decorated war hero, but more importantly, the spokesman for Citizens for Trump. Now, Citizens for Trump is the grassroots organization from where Mike Cernovich, Jack Sobiak and others come from. These are the marching troops. These are the front lines of the Trump revolution. Colonel McAllister, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be on today, Roger.
You made a trip recently to Alabama, and I want to talk about that because this is a classic case of where a fear could be struck in the hearts of the Republican establishment. The appointed U.S. Senator, Luther Strange, a former attorney general, has the support of Mitch McConnell and the Republican establishment. He is awash in special interest money. They have managed to postpone several inquiries into unethical activity, including taking a bribe to look the other way on a major environmental issue in his state, using attorney general campaign money for the U.S. Senate race. We're going to postpone that all till after the election, folks. So, Colonel, tell us why you went to Alabama and tell us the situation.
Well, I was up there last week. In fact, I communicate with the campaign again today. I was up there, 2 weeks ago for most of the week. And obviously what we have is a special election, the primary to replace the seat that was held by the new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. And it is going to be a critical decision for Alabama. And you're right, he's running against an appointed incumbent that named Luther Strange, And Luther was the former AG who was investigating the governor. And then the governor appointed him to take the vacant Senate seat. So they now are having this special election, but there's a lot going on there, a lot on the ground, just like you touched on. You also have Mo Brooks, who's a sitting U.S. congressman, and he's in that race.
Never Trumper.
And you have the
Never Trumper.
Never Trumper. And you have a former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Ray Moore, who's in that race. And then you have Dr. Randy Brinson, who's really the true outsider and conservative and is pro-Trump and wants to help the president achieve his agenda to make America great again. And he's also a physician and a lay minister.
Yeah, and I want to make one thing very clear. No one here at InfoWars, not Roger Stone, not Colonel McAllister, no one at InfoWars has any financial or consulting or business relationship. I'm supporting Randy Brinson because he supported Donald Trump, because he was with Trump early, and because I want to strike fear in the heart of Mitch McConnell. These establishment Republicans, these rhinos, must know that you can't cross Donald Trump with impunity, that there is some consequence. Now, Colonel McAllister, I know a lot of my friends here in Florida would like to see you run for public office. I know you looked at the, I guess, the U.S. Senate, and then when Senator Marco Rubio reversed himself, decided not to retire, he pulled back. But what's on your horizon?
Well, actually, I ran in the Senate primary and lost to Connie Mack, and then he lost to Bill Nelson.
That's right.
But, you know, right now what we're doing is we're trying to reach out and support pro-Trump candidates. You know, I am the national spokesman for Citizens for Trump. We're involved in this Senate race in Alabama. We're going to be looking at some governor races, maybe key congressional races. So right now I'm focused on that. But I will say this, Roger. You know, having run for governor, I lost to Rick Scott. Having run for U.S. Senate, I am always open, though, and willing to step up anytime I have a chance to serve this great state of Florida and this great nation. So I'm keeping all those options open. Right now we're focused on trying to get people in office that can support the president and help him move America forward and get the swamp drained.
Well, as you know, Abraham Lincoln lost a House race and a Senate race back-to-back before going to the White House. So I'm delighted to hear that you're not encouraged. We need good men and women like you who are not globalists, who are not afraid of the Republican establishment. Owen Scheuer here at InfoWars helped us identify Omar Navarro, who I think is one of the most promising young reform candidates out there. And one of the things I want to do here at InfoWars is to spotlight patriots who are running, patriots who are down with the Trump reform agenda, patriots who are unafraid to call out Islamic terrorism when they see it, patriots who will stand up for a strong national defense, but to turn away from this neocon foreign policy of going around the globe looking for trouble. Are there any other races that you want to mention here before we move on? Because it's such a fast news breaking day. You've got developments on the Awan brothers and the Seth Rich murder. You have an analysis coming up of the new Trump White House and what's going on there. So, Colonel McAllister, you've got the floor here for a minute. Tell us what else you see on the horizon.
Well, I think that 2018, and I think you would agree, Roger, is going to be a pivotal year. And the Democrats are obviously looking at how to rebound and how to regain a base and use it as a launch pad for 2020. And living right here in Florida, like you and I both do, it's the biggest swing state in the nation, has 29 electoral votes, and we have a full plate of elections in 2018. We have the U.S. Senate race to replace Bill Nelson, which is going to be a high priority. All 27 of U.S. Congress races will, again, be up for reelection. But we're also going to have a governor and the entire governor's cabinet in Florida will be up for reelection in 2018. So I'm pretty sure the Democrats are aware of that, and they're probably looking at if we could seize momentum in a key swing state like Florida, it could give us a launch pad for 2020 to try to take the White House back. So I look for them to have a big effort and a big emphasis and focus on Florida in 2018. If to keep Bill Nelson in office and to regain the governor's mansion and use those as a launch pad to regain the White House in 2020.
Well, well said. You know, folks, if you're not a member of Citizens for Trump, go online and sign up. This is one of the greatest, most vibrant, most robust grassroots organizations. Doesn't cost you anything to join, but they will tell you where the hot spots are in the country. This is where my friends Mike Cernovich and Jack Sobiak came from. This is the wellspring of those who couldn't get a response from the Trump campaign, so they went out and they built their own grassroots organization. It is a great group, folks. I'm going to be speaking to them on the 12th in Atlanta. If you're not a member, I urge you to sign up and follow their activities. We are fully supportive here of Citizens for Trump. Colonel, thank you for joining us, and God bless America, and thank you for your service to our country.
Thanks for having me on, Roger. I'd be pleased to be back with your program anytime.
Many, many thanks. Let us move on now, because I've never seen a news cycle like this where there's so much breaking. It's impossible for us here at InfoWars to keep up with the developments. As Alex Jones said in the opening, the media seems to have completely elevated this phony story about Donald Trump, trying to manage fallout from the bogus story about his son's meeting with a Russian lawyer, who seems to have been let into the country by the FBI despite any presence of a visa, and who now has been tied directly to Fusion GPS, photos of her that we've obtained here at InfoWars at Hillary Clinton demonstrations, photos of the woman lawyer in Senator John McCain's office. The words set up look pretty apparent to me. This smells more and more like a setup. But let's be absolutely clear. There's nothing illegal nor improper with Donald Trump Jr. or the leadership of the Trump campaign meeting with a person who comes forward to claims that they have documented evidence of wrongdoing. No evidence existed. I was on a panel at Politicon with Jill Wein-Volner, the former Watergate special prosecutor, a very learned and attractive and, I would say, articulate woman. But her claim that there was a campaign violation, that there was something of value was given to Trump Jr., and therefore there was a violation of the law, is a bogus argument. Nothing whatsoever was given. Donald Trump Jr. was targeted because he's a follower of InfoWars. Donald Trump Jr. is one who often retweets some of the better stories here produced by Alex Jones and the crew at InfoWars. He's a patriot. He's not afraid to support and defend his father. And that's why they have targeted him, not because he has done anything whatsoever that is improper. But they elevate that story at the same time we choose to ignore Pulitzer Prize-winning author Seymour Hersh, formerly of the New York Times, where he won a Pulitzer for the My Lai story of Vietnam, which related, of course, to murders by the U.S. military. He believes, Hersh this is, that not only was Rich's murder not a robbery gone wrong, but that Rich was the source for WikiLeaks, that he was loading material to a Dropbox where WikiLeaks and perhaps others got access. Additionally, he says that along with William Binney and others, there is now extraordinary evidence that there was minimal, perhaps no hacking whatsoever of the DNC, that the data was mostly downloaded to a thumb drive and passed on through intermediaries or put up on a Dropbox where WikiLeaks was able to obtain it. Now, as you know, Julian Assange, within the keeping of most journalists I know, is not in a position to disclose his sources. But when he offered a $25,000 reward for information leading to the murder of Seth Rich, to me that was a pretty clear indicator that Rich was, in fact, one of his sources. Additionally, you'll notice that WikiLeaks often relinks other third-party stories that say that Rich was the source. Julian Assange is a very clever man. He's a journalist. And no, folks, he does not work for the Russians. The question of Rich's murder, it is believed by Hirsch that John Brennan, the Islamist convert who served as CIA director under Barack Obama and George W. Bush, was behind this entire operation, both the operation to steal the data and blame it on Russia. We also know that there is an enormous mixing of apples and oranges. As far as the emails from the DNC is concerned, there is no evidence that that information was hacked and stolen. What was put online by Guccifer 2.0, who may not even be a Romanian, never mind a Russian, because his software actually traces to an individual who worked at the DNC. And what he uncovered was Donald Trump opposition research. So in other words, he gave WikiLeaks, or someone gave WikiLeaks, negative information about Donald Trump, but the taggings, the markings of that, which are indisputable, don't track back to a Guccifer 2.0. They track back to a fellow named Wofford, I believe it is, who worked at the Democratic National Committee. The thick plottins, as they say. And now you have the question of the Awan brothers. What to make of this? You've read about the Awan brothers. These are the two Pakistanis who came first to work for Deborah Wasserman Schultz, every man's first wife, and the former head of the Democratic National Committee, who was forced to resign when it was revealed that she and Hillary had cheated poor Bernie Sanders in order to win the Democratic nomination. By the way, primary votes in California between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders still not counted. The count goes on. Unbelievably, Donald Trump is president. The election has been over 6 months, but officials in the California Democratic Party can't count all the primary ballots out there in the Golden State. You know why? Because Hillary Clinton lost. That's why. And because the shift of those delegates would move the nomination to Bernie Sanders. So that's why you have a cover-up going on there. I would say that the Awan brother problems for Deborah Wasserman Schultz are just beginning. The two brothers worked for over 30 individual members of Congress performing sensitive IT tasks that gave him access to top secret and classified information. The extensive list of financial and legal red flags would have prohibited any person from being denied a security clearance, but Deborah Wasserman Schultz did the unthinkable. When the Capitol Hill police made it clear to her that they had launched an investigation over theft from the computer system of the U.S. House of Representatives, Wasserman Schultz actually changed the classification of the Awan brothers from consultants to employees. That way, she ensured that they would continue to have access to the House of Representatives computers, despite the fact that they were under investigation. I think that that is in itself collusion with a couple of felons. The assistant U.S. attorney who's overseeing the Awan family investigation is Stephen Wasserman. Sound familiar? Why, he's the brother of Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz. It also appears that the Awan hard drives that were given to almost 20 pieces of equipment were turned over to the Capitol Hill police and the FBI were damaged and in some cases not intact. So the idea that they are being blackmailed, and that is why no Democratic national congressional member will come forward to testify, smells like blackmail to me. Folks, it's a good time to remind you that we here at InfoWars are the tip of the spear, but we cannot survive and we cannot defeat the extraordinary efforts to censor us without your support. So I urge you to go to the InfoWars.com store where we have some unbelievable late July specials. Super Female Vitality, $29.95, 57% off. Silver Bullet, one of my favorites, $99.95, almost 66% off.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-912-9369. That's 800-912-9369. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-912-9369.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Thank you, and welcome back to The Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. We got cut off there in the end, but I do want to say that there's a product now available at the InfoWars.com store, the True Whey Protein, which is 25% off. Now, folks, I want to be candid with you. You can go to the drugstore, you can go to the local Walgreens or CVS, and you can buy whey protein, but it's garbage. It's not the kind of quality that this protein is. This is a byproduct of milk and cheese that has been promoted for its health benefits, particularly for its muscle-building properties. And right now, there's an ultimate protein pack that is 25% off both Caveman and the True Whey Protein. This is the best you can buy. The price beats anything you're going to find in the market. And you're not only going to be getting a product that you can count on, both great, in my opinion, for either a weight loss diet or a bodybuilding diet or just for health maintenance, but you're going to be helping the fight for freedom at the same time. This is an unbelievable kind of double deal here, folks. For $74.91, you're getting True Whey protein, and you're getting Caveman, which is has all the essential building blocks for optimum health and for athletic performance. I was skeptical about Caveman till I gave it a shot. I strongly recommend you grab this extraordinary protein packet pack. The benefits are extraordinary, and you'll be helping fund the fight for freedom. We don't have a George Soros or a David Rockefeller type sitting in the background writing big checks to InfoWars to keep us on the air or to fund the incredibly exciting expansion that Alex Jones is working on. New studios, new talent, new programming, expanding the fight for freedom. We've got to raise the money, and the only way we can do it is by bringing you some of the very best cutting-edge natural products and other First Amendment-oriented products like the T-shirts that we have on online. And that is how we fight the globalists. This is how we fund the fight for the First Amendment and for freedom of the press. So please, take just a minute, go to the InfoWars store, look at the many five products there, but today I recommend the Whey Protein and Caveman combo protein package at an extraordinary price that's 25% off, I believe, list. So, moving on, let's go back to the Awan brothers, because this is the story that the mainstream media refuses to put on page one. There are allegations, of course, that the Awans knew Seth Rich. They may have, in fact, based on what sources tell me, have partied with Seth Rich. There's so many missing time frames in terms of the night before. We know the D.C. Metropolitan Police has made no effort to get the video surveillance camera footage from the last bar that Seth was in. They made no effort to question the people who worked there, the bartender, and so on. A blockbuster story by Dr. Jerry Corsi here on InfoWars last week shows how they purposely changed the time of the report of a break-in into a car in which a gun owned by the FBI was stolen to try to give the impression that there was some connection to the Seth Rich murder. That's the kind of investigative reporting that you see here at InfoWars, folks, but you're not going to see at the New York Times or the Washington Post. So why have the New York Times, the Washington Post, and first and foremost, the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, the major paper in Deborah Wasserman Schultz's district, given this story such scant coverage? What is it they are covering up? As I think you probably have heard, one of the Awan brothers attempted to flee the country last week, was actually pulled off of a jetliner at Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. by the FBI seeking to leave the country after wiring at least $300,000. There are indications that he may have sent as much as $2 million on to Pakistan, where it appears the rest of his family fled. Here's the other interesting point that many in the mainstream media who are covering the story have missed. There's no evidence that the Awan brothers were IT geniuses. They have no extensive previous IT experience that would indicate that they have the kind of capabilities that they were even selling on Capitol Hill. Was this a Pakistani intelligence operation? It looks to me like the Awan brothers were getting technical help from someone. But just as it is, the story is still Donald Trump Jr., Russian collusion. Nobody wants to talk about the Awan brothers, their alleged connection to Seth Rich, and ongoing developments in the Seth Rich murder case. Last week, The Atlantic, a left-wing magazine, posted an open letter from a Sandy Hook mother attacking me for simply saying on my Twitter feed, "Does anyone but me find it odd that Seth Rich's parents seem to have no interest in who killed their son?" That's not over the top. That's not obnoxious or rude. That's common sense. Yes, of course, the privacy of Seth Rich's parents is important. But the truth is more important. And the mainstream media effort to cover up the truth in this matter, well, that's why Alex Jones said only yesterday, this case needs investigation. The American people need to know. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to testify before the House and Senate Intelligence Committees because they operate from the get-go on the false premise that the Russians hacked the DNC's email server. I don't believe that's true. In fact, I can prove to the Senate and the House that it is false. See, they operate on a set premise, and the mummy dummies in the 17 intelligence agencies endlessly repeat this narrative line, almost like they got a talking point memo. We've ascertained that the Russians hacked the DNC and that they interfered in the election. But they put forward no proof whatsoever that would stand up in a U.S. court of law. None whatsoever. I also want to report to you on a very exciting trip I took to Los Angeles to stand with Omar Navarro, the Republican candidate for Congress in the 43rd District, facing Mad Maxine Waters. Now, in the nature of full disclosure, I want to say that I am a strategic consultant to his campaign, being paid the princely sum of $1. And I'm going to be watching this race because I think it is a template for the future. I give credit to Owen Scheuer as the journalist who first identified this as a key race and identified Omar Navarro as a hard charger. I can't tell you how impressed I am with this young man. And this race is not about left and right. It's not about globalists and nationalists. It's not about liberal and conservative. It's not about Republican and Democrat. It's about corruption and integrity in government. You see, Maxine Waters is among the most corrupt members of Congress. Maxine Waters put pressure on the U.S. government to bail out a failing bank, but never disclosed that she and her husband owned stock in that bank and that her husband was on the board of directors. Maxine Waters' congressional committee has paid her daughter $600,000. For what? Her tough re-election campaigns? She hasn't had a race in years. And then they have what they call the slate scam. Let me explain that to you. This is where Maxine Waters and her posse create slate cards that look almost identical to the official slate card put forward by the Democratic Central Committee in the counties where she serves. Only this is the Maxine Waters slate. And if you're a down-ballot Democrat running for the Assembly or the County Commission or the City Council, well, you got to pay up, and you've got to pay up big to get on the slate card. It's a scam, folks. She's using her position to make money. The irony of this is that Maxine Waters lives in a multimillion-dollar mansion outside the district. She lives in the very affluent Hancock Park. She is eating filet mignon while her constituents can barely afford carne asada. This is among the poorest, most destitute districts in the country. The schools are terrible. They're like prisons. The streets and neighborhoods are unsafe. You take your life in your hands to go to some parts of this district. There are no jobs. There are no there is no opportunity. There is no possibility upward mobility. All there is abject poverty and desolation. Yes, Maxine Waters and her husband, there's their mansion. They live high on the hog, while their constituents are among the poorest folks in the nation. I have no doubt whatsoever that Omar Navarro will work to bring opportunity and safety and a better standard of living and better schools to this district. You see, Omar's not on the take. Omar's not running for Congress so he can line his own pockets. Omar Navarro's not running because he likes the social status and the money-making opportunities. Omar Navarro's running for Congress to serve the people. And he will pursue policies much in line with the president that could bring opportunity and growth back to this district. There is one more important issue, and it's really a problem for Maxine Waters. Yes, the James Brown Foundation, well, they want their wig back. Thank you for joining me, Roger Stone, sitting in for Alex Jones. I do want to mention again that we have, right now, in the last weeks of July, some incredible sales going on at the Infowars.com store. Now, there is a Super Silver Special, which is the Silver Bullet plus Super Blue Powder Toothpaste, 50% off of retail. This is a combination that my wife, Nidia, really loves. She has an extraordinarily gleaming smile. I can tell you she's tried all the, you know, drugstore-based off-the-shelf products, and nothing has given her the whiteness and the natural look that she is justly proud of. So you can get the Super Silver Special at $34.93, which is Silver Bullet, plus the Super Blue Power Toothpaste and Toothbrush at 50% off of retail. This is really a terrific deal. I recommend it. But let's look at some of the other things. Propure Traveler, $132, 30% off of retail. Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off of retail at $149.96. Knockout, this stuff is great, $14.95, 50% off of retail. Prostaguard, this is an all-natural formula that protects your natural plumbing if you are a man. Saw palmetto, yes, but zinc and other absolutely necessary natural ingredients for optimum performance. And then you have the Conservatism is the New Counterculture coffee mug, which I believe was developed by my friend Paul Joseph Watson, and DNA Force, $119.95, 20% off of retail. This is one of the products that I attribute to saving my life back in December when I believe I was poisoned. And it was a long crawl back, folks. I think I've never been so sick in my life. Sure, I went to the doctor, but I also loaded up on a number of the all-natural products at the Infowars.com store to try to boost my immunity and get back on track. And, of course, I was able to complete my book, The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution. And you can get that also at the Infowars.com store. So it's a two-way street. We will continue to fight here for liberty and the truth. We will bring you the breaking news on Deborah Wasserman Schultz, on the Seth Rich murder. We will highlight the egregious violations of civil liberties by the Obama NSA gang, the wiretapping, the surveillance, the reading of emails, text messages, the monitoring of phone calls. But believe me, those in the deep state would like to shut us up. They would like to close us down. They know we don't have any billionaire fat cats in the background writing big checks. We can only rely on you. So, please, Info Warriors, do yourself a favor, but help the mothership. Go to the store now. Take advantage of these unbelievable July opportunities where you have really deep discounts on products that literally have thousands of testimonials. We would never put anything online, folks, that we didn't think was the very best of its genre. Alex Jones demands a testing regimen like nothing I have ever seen. Nothing second rate will ever show up on the Infowars.com store. Help us, help yourself, help the revolution, help the president, and help make America great again. Go to the store and support us with your dollars. You'll be glad you did. We're going to come back here in just a moment. There's still a lot of news to cover, news you won't hear on the mainstream media. I got word moments ago that my appearance on the Don Lemon show tonight on CNN has been canceled. I didn't bother to shave because, frankly, I knew they would cancel at the time it was booked. Seems like the folks at CNN can't handle the truth. If you want the truth, you've got to come here to Infowars.com with Alex Jones and the crew. Many thanks. I'll be back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
flashing.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone here at InfoWars, sitting in for my good friend Alex Jones. I want to start a new thing here. We're going to call it Bad Guy of the Week. And we're going to try in each segment to identify an individual currently in government who needs to go. In this case, I have in mind Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Currently serving as the acting director of the FBI, or I guess now that Mr. Ray has been confirmed only yesterday, serving as the number two man at the FBI, this fellow has a number of actions of malfeasance and conflicts of interest that are most troubling. First of all, it is Mr. McCabe who authorized the spending of $50,000 of our tax money to pay for the phony dossier that was created in Europe and brought to our FBI for the purposes of smearing the president based on completely false allegations that he engaged a group of prostitutes to urinate on a bed in a Moscow hotel room. For some period or, sexual reason. This whole story is a lie, a manufactured fairy tale. We now know that the Fusion GPS was involved, but what convinced Mr. McCabe that we would want to spend $50,000 of our tax dollars trying to forward this phony dossier? He also didn't bother to report that his wife, who was running for the state Senate, got a $675,000infusion of cash from Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat governor of Virginia, the finance chairman for both Bill and Hillary's previous presidential campaigns, and a fellow who knows how to move money around. This at the exact time that McCabe was supposed to be investigating Hillary Clinton. Sure smells like a payoff to me. And now, of course, McCabe is deeply involved using the full force and might of the FBI as the thugs who are running the wide-scale witch hunt against the Trump family. Lord High Executioner Mueller, who we now know was appointed at the behest of White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus through the auspices of the number two man at the Justice Department, Rod Rosenstein, all at the behest of Democrat Congressman, yes, Elijah Cummings. The president needs to clean this rat's nest out, and I think Mr. McCabe should be among the first to go. So he is our bad guy for the week. While you're at it, folks, before we're done here, please go back to the InfoWars.com website and pick up. I'm thinking now of the amazing T-shirts. I love the Trump Pence 2020 T-shirt, the Hillary Clinton for President 2017 T-shirts. There are a lot of those at the Omar Navarro event the other night. This is the First Amendment in action, folks. So not only do we have these unbelievable sales, but you can get right into political activism and meet others who are info warriors like you. This is how we identify each other. There's no secret handshake, folks, but the T-shirts give it away. We need your support, and here's a fun, easy, and First Amendment-based way to do it. Roger Stone for InfoWars. Glad to be with you. Victory or death.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
They use their media to assassinate